Welcome to the Red Podcast, a place for bold, inspired, outrageously courageous, and just a tad bit naughty women leaders come together. I'm Elaine Kalila, and I'm the founder of the Priestess Presence Temple, a sisterhood of over 80,000 women. For the past 25 years, I've had the great pleasure and privilege of supporting, inspiring, catalyzing, and initiating women to remember who they are. The Red Podcast is a place where you can come to lean into your edges, listen for that which yearns to be expressed more fully through you, and to say yes to the places that probably scare you. More importantly, I'm going to be talking with some amazing women who are spiritual and grounded, and we're going to be chatting about what it takes for each one of us to step into the legacy of our purpose and fully bring it to the world that we're here to co-create. Your presence is a gift, so I say bring it. We're here to listen to your red, your leading edge, that place of evolution within you. Hope you enjoy the conversations. Well, hello, hello there, my beautiful ones of the Red Podcast land out there. I am so excited today because I have for you a beautiful being who is one of my deepest heart sisters and someone that I've been traveling my life with, I don't know, probably for the last 12 to 15 years. I can't even remember how long it's been.
15 plus
years. The beloved I'm going to introduce you to is Eden Amadora, who is a 13 moon vocalizer and is a sister that I have walked with within that lineage for many, many years. She was once upon a time, a long, long time ago, an apprentice of mine, but has been a fully fledged vocalizer and an incredible muse and creative artist, musician, muse to the goddess. And I am so excited to have her here today because there's one thing that, well, there's many things that we share in common, darling, but one of the things that we share in common is that Eden and I both walk the path of being what we call white lion sisters. And I will let her get into talking about who the white lion is as a symbolic, metaphoric, metaphysical, mystical presence in our lives and why the white lion has really shown up for us and how that's connected into my mystery school teachings. But I'm also super excited, darling, because I know that you've just stepped back into the studio and you've been creating the incredible musician and songwriter that you are. I'll let you all know, when I first met Eden, she was really, that was her main life, was she was a bit of a rock star. And then came onto the path of the priestess and haven't been in the studio for a really long time, but you've just started back in, darling. So tell us about your creative joy and what called you back into the recording studio to create.
Well, my heart's been longing and just waiting and biding its time for years now. I really did put recording on the back burner over the last probably 6-7 years. Mm. I was deeply involved with a recording project that was connected to a past relationship, and that's where I birthed Amadora. Mm-hmm. And where it connected to the timing of my first entering into the 13 Moon Mystery School, and the Amadora Dream Awake album was just completely influenced by every archetype of the goddess that we journey with. Mm-hmm. So what a fun journey that was. And, you know, at first I thought, ironically, I remember being in circle with you 15 years ago and thinking, oh, this is going to really help my music. It's going to be so like inspiring, just all the symbolism and all the richness of the temples. And it did, but little did I know that it would become my life, because it's so powerful, you know, watching lotuses blossom like that, souls awaken and remember who they really are again and again. I got hooked, basically.
I understand.
I got hooked, yeah. And then I've been singing in circles for 15 years, and that's been super fun. And then there's been some really sweet little side projects where the music has been more like soul song, light language, soul language. And that's been really nourishing to my soul too. But now I'm back into that rocker chick that wants to really write anthems for the the divine feminine rising, for the awakening world, for our hearts. So I'm especially lit up today because I just came from a session right here in my studio before we got on the call.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm wanting to celebrate you in your joy. And one of the things that I just want to say to you all out there is this phrase, you know, we're here to watch, to celebrate the lotus of your true being blossoming. And I just want us to all sit with that as an invitation as to what we are really entering into with Amadora today, which is, you know, our heart's delight, whatever it is that we most delight in, is a signal for where we are being called to put our attention.
Absolutely.
And in the world that we move in, it's very chaotic and noisy and full of a lot of distraction, right? And we get pulled into different pathways. And so I'm dedicating the beginning of this podcast to all of us remembering what it is that brings us the greatest joy and delight, lights us up. And can we give ourselves permission to go toward that?
Absolutely. I'm right there with you, 100% a permissionary for following the highest spark of joy and excitement and bliss in our lives. And in fact, Alex, who you and I last summer sat in front of her and her beloved sisters and copper women, and we both had tears streaming down our face when we heard their harmonies and their message. And that's when I was like, I need to start songwriting again. Yeah. This is such a sign. And she was sitting here with me. She just left like a half hour ago. And she said, can I hug you? Because this is my highest high. And we were like hugging each other because we just wrote a new song called She Rises. And it's so freaking beautiful. I mean, it's the bare bones, the rough, but it's so good. And it's my natural ecstasy. And for the beings that I work with, I also encourage them. I'm like, who says you can't follow your creative joy? We're so conditioned. We're conditioned into the have to, need to, should, must do it the way we're told.
We surely are. I'm just thinking about what we're going to be up to. So I'm giving you a sneak preview all on the podcast. But this coming weekend, Eden's actually coming up to visit me so that we can be in my art studio, because I have a whole yurt temple that has right now been dedicated to my own journey with visual art and painting for the last 6 months of my own, really of my own recovery journey from being really very unwell last year. And so these are the things that we're championing today is where your artistry lies. And even when you think to yourself that, well, I don't sing or I don't paint or I don't, do you know what I mean? Or I don't know how to. I guarantee that every single one of us has a creative outlet spark that yearns. Maybe it comes through cooking, or maybe for you through gardening, or through tending beauty in some
moving,
way.
Moving your body. Some of you are such
your body channel. Exactly. Or maybe it comes through offering altars out into nature. You know, like there's so many ways which our creativity wants to dance with us. So I'm so excited because that's what feels like us alive is the muse.
Yes.
So as you've been musing, I'm hearing there's a new song that's coming called She Rises. And as I mentioned at the very beginning, we have this shared love of the white lion energy. And the reason I'm bringing this up for you all is I'm following synchronicity, because yesterday I happened to be downtown in Nevada City and I walked into one of my favorite portals. And I made a beeline to the very back of this store, and in a cabinet hidden away in the corner, I saw this beautiful, and if you're looking at the video right now, you'd see it, but a beautiful white lion. And it was so serendipitous because I knew I was coming on this interview today with Eden. And I was like, oh, this is a shared piece of mystery that you and I sit in. So tell us about what you've been writing, what it's been inspiring in you, the white lions, the noble masculine, the divine feminine, your Eros Gamas. There's so much woven in there. Wherever you want to start.
So much. So flashback, wow, a while back, maybe 6 years ago, I was going through a massive heartbreak. You know, you were right there with me talking me off the edge. It was a dark night of the soul. And I remember a mutual friend of ours was like, okay, what now? Like from the pain, what does your soul want? And I just grabbed for this expression, the sun heart awakening. And at that point, I didn't really know what that was completely. And I've been led on such a mystical journey since that time. From the depths of the darkness, I had an experience, which I would only be able to describe as a mystical assimilation, awakening type experience that felt kind of like a dream, but it wasn't a dream. After 3 nights of sweating through my sheets in rage, basically like mental anguish, but a lot of heat. It was at the height of the Me Too movement. You remember back then when there was so much rage against the collective masculine, especially, and the patriarchy. And, you know, rightly so, we're just such in a system that's so out of balance. I'm not saying that it's right to be raging against men, but in that toxic, out of balance, masculine system. And I had a personal kind of just betrayal, heartbreak moment where I was in my shit. We'll just say that. Can I swear on the show?
You can. You were in your caca doo-doo and your residue doo and your poopy papa.
Yeah, I was having images of revenge. I was shocked because a dear spiritual brother, actually a very bright light, had said, have you ever gotten really in touch with kind of the collective shadow that lives in you that hates and wants to kill? And it's like down in the root chakra. And when you can touch that place and love that too, that's when we really start to really awaken. It's like we take radical responsibility for our part of the collective cockadoodoo. And I, at that point, was a little bit still in my spiritual bypass. And I'm like, no, I'm jamming with Kuan Yin over here in the upper chakras. I'm like, I'm having such a high frequency life. I'm not feeling like I hate or want to kill anybody, brother. And he's like, well, that's in us. And if you can get down in that and get really real with it, it's going to open a portal to more grace. Because when you can love that part and have compassion for that part.
Woo-hoo. Let's just underscore that for a moment before you carry on, because that is a huge one. So I'm really hearing you saying, this is an invitation, y'all who are listening, that if we can tolerate looking in the eye our deepest, darkest, most wild, most hateful parts that really have the capacity, not saying that you do this, but that you have the capacity to exact revenge, to hate on, to kill, to do whatever it takes, right? To act that out. And you can touch into that and actually accept and love that part. That's where the alchemy really begins. And I really agree with you, sweetheart, because my life has been the absolute initiation of that and coming to terms with those deep, dark shadow dances and really getting in touch with the capacity that I have to be all of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's our, as alchemists, I think you've even said we are shadow dancers. We are shadow walkers, right? So the part of me that was resisting, it's like the dark side of the light chasers, had resisted for a lot of years to really go there. And in this heartbreak, in this breakup, in this betrayal, I finally got into that tar, into the densest layers in there. And what happened was I was shown, and this is why I call it a mystical assimilation. Mm-hmm. It was like a 3 a.m, third night of barely sleeping, tossing and turning, like a Kundalini experience, lots of heat in the body, not a fever, but I couldn't sleep at all. 3 a.m, I am in so much pain. I basically scream out, but not to Mother, who you know well, you and I speak more to the Divine Mother than any other kind of God, right? So in that moment, I was like, fuck you, God. I was like talking to the Father. Mm. And I was pissed. And I was like, if you're real, why do you let us suffer so much? Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
and show me what I need to see. It's kind of like that Kali-esque moment. I'm like, pull me through the keyhole because I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see, because if not, I'm gonna go crazy. I'm not sleeping. I'm just having the craziest thoughts. And in that moment, grace happened and I was shown. And I saw myself. I saw where I was, exactly that which I was judging, hating, separating from. I saw the way that I had been out of integrity, manipulative, where I'd been the betrayer, all the places and relationships back through my life where that toxic pattern, that darkness was playing out through me. And I got all the way back to like my adolescence and then the way I treated my younger sibling. And I was like, oh my God, there go I. There go I.
Exactly.
There are no others. And when I really, really saw it in the eye, and in that moment, I made a choice and I forgave myself. I fully forgave myself and I forgave my ex-husband, which you know the story of the crazy. I forgave all of them, all of the ones that broke my heart, all of the abuse, all of that. I fully forgave it. And in that moment, there was this light in my room. And it looked like it was kind of coming from above and behind, and it descended over me. And I was thinking, is this an angel? What is this? And it was weirdly not. It was a branch. As the branch came down, it smelled like Meyer lemons. And it swept through me. And the weird part was I saw into it like in black and white microscope view. I was like in the cellular makeup of the branch and it was inside of me. So it was like smudging and clearing and purifying me with that lemon essence all the way through my bodies, from the crown to my chakras, all the way from the crown down. And as it swept through me, it was cool and peaceful. And when it cleared my feet, it was almost like if you've ever been like smudged with a feathered fan, it went like, and as soon as it cleared my soles, there was this blast of golden light. And I found myself in the center of the sun. And I just knew, like, I'm in the sun and the sun is in me. And I'd asked for this months previously. I said, the sun heart awakening is what I want to focus on. And grace happened because it was like an explosion of gold light in my chest, in my solar plexus, this whole area. And I was sitting in the center of an infinity of light. And I heard, but it wasn't audio. It was like instant, you know, clairsentient download of, I'm just loved. And I was like, of course you're real. You're the light. You're permeating all of matter. You are the transcendent light of consciousness. Of course you're real. So that you know, F you God, are you even real, was gone. My split with the divine masculine was done. And for 3 days, I was in ecstasy. I didn't want to leave the house. I was playing my flute and writing poetry, and I was just in love with God. After years of denying this sky God who's supposedly judging us, separated from the earth and all our worldly experience, it was very, very different than that. It was this loving light of infinite intelligence that of course loves me, and I love it. And I was like, oh my God, I feel you. I'm home. And so that was 6 years ago. And then flash forward, March 2020, I am inspired. Before March, actually, we started conspiring, my brother, my soul brother and I, to take a group of beings to the White Lions. And March 2020, the night before our flight, they closed the borders. And the journey with the White Lions has become much more metaphysical and less about sitting physically in their presence. Mm. I thought it would be. And that might still happen when that's in divine timing. Mm. This place and frequency that their legend is about, they are the clarion call to awaken in these times. Mm. They are their frequency of consciousness and their roar, it ripples through the new sphere, the morphogenetic field, through the collective, through all layers of nature. Mm. And, you know, they say that in Timbavati, it's called lions from the stars. That's the only place on the planet that they are born. So, I mean, there's just so much myth and mystery to this appearance at this time of the white lion. For me, it is a place in the heart. It's the sacredest, innermost place in the heart that can never be corrupted by this world, that can never be broken, mm-hmm. that now I'm anchored in, that I live from more and more. I remember more and more consistently. And that's the journey, right? To remember.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's so much, as you know, there's so much that resonates on so many levels. One of the pieces that I'm picking up from what you're saying that I just want to thread together as a reflection for us all is I heard you saying about, you know, obviously this, the sun heart, right? This mystical experience of bursting through into the sun, into the light, and understanding and getting light permeates matter. Nothing in matter exists without light. Light is fixed in matter. Matter is fixed light. That is what it is. And when we realize that, when we realize it or remember it, then we're connected into, and I think about what the ancients must have been doing when they named the constellations, and they named the constellation of Leo, and Leo being ruled by the sun, it being in its position of power in the sun, and how we're speaking into this presence of the lion-hearted energy of the divine masculine, of actually this energy of the noble masculine, of the aspect of consciousness that is filled with nobility and valor and strength and courage and this warmth and generosity. And I think we so deeply need this frequency of the masculine that is so different to patriarchy. And I think what I'd like to do, Eden, just for a moment, is to speak into the difference between masculinity and patriarchy, because I think they get conflated.
I'd love to speak to that.
Yes.
I like to talk about yin and yang, because I think a lot of people can relate to the symbol of the Wu Wei, where it's in perfect mm-hmm. balance and harmony. When it's in balance, we have the light and the dark. We have the white part of the yin is the masculine, and it rules over air and fire. And it contains the little bit of the yin in the yang, right? The white yang contains a little bit of the yin, and that's harmony. That's balance. Mm. So whether you're in a male body or a female body, you need both. You need both the divine masculine and feminine energy. Yeah. So like Kalila was saying, the divine masculine energy is structured. It's focused. It's clear. It's the vector. It moves us forward. It slices through illusions. It's truth. It's absolutely in all of us, and it's needed in this world. And when it's out of balance, let's say the yang gets overblown, it loses that little bit of yin that tempers it, the fire and the air become destructive. It becomes like a forest fire, oppressive, suffocating, dominating, destructive, consumptive, and narcissistic in nature completely. Mm-hmm. And so the same with the yin, with the feminine, right? The feminine black part of the yin yang has the little bit of white in it. It has to have that to harmonize it, to balance it. And in the feminine, we have earth and water. Mm. And when we're in balance, we're flowing and redirecting, and we're collaborating and merging and harmonizing. We're open and receptive, like the chalice to be filled with the water. We're surrendered and soft, right? This is that yin that's really beautiful. But when it's out of balance, it becomes like a bog or stagnant. That's one of the qualities where you just get stuck or collapse into victimization. So it's like the polar opposite of that oppressive energy. So this world and the patriarchy is reflective of both overblown yang and collapsed yin. Because when the feminine is collapsed, she's not creative. She's not moving. She's not weaving. She's not dreaming. She's not inviting from the masculine a higher octave of beauty. She's just in stuck, silent, shut down victim mode, right? So we all need to take responsibility, men and women and all genders and every kind of body, for these energies in us to come into balance.
Oh, beautiful. And that's such a beautiful explanation of what we're looking at. So when you've been in the recording studio, I know, and you've been inspired by all of what's been happening for you over the last 6 years, and you've stepped back in, and I know there's at least a couple new songs that are coming through you. And I believe there's one before you wrote She Rises. Right? That's actually really connected into the mythos of the Christa Sophia or the Magdalene and Yeshua and the journey of the Heros Gamos. Would you like to share with us some of that song, Eden? And however you're drawn to do that.
Just to preface it a little bit, I was so touched last summer from the pilgrimage in France, and this essence of what it is to be a Magdalene, to be that embodiment, the body as the temple of divine love. And in my research and just, you know, by grace, by synchronicity, this word in Aramaic, it was actually a phrase, Jana. Jana is like the garden, and Ruach HaKodosh is the Holy Spirit or the breath of life in Aramaic. And it inspired the song. I had the chorus, I had this for a long time, where it was, walk like a lion, rise like a dove, walk like a lion, breathe the breath of love, walk like a lion, rise dove, walk like a lion, awake the inner sun. So that's the chorus. That's the chorus.
And
then more recently, this verse started taking shape, and I was like, oh, this is the story of our homecoming into the heart, and it's the love story of the Magdalene Christ within each of us. It is that. So I'll sing just a little bit of the verse too. Okay. Woo-hoo. Let me download from the cloud. It's like all the lyrics I'm working with. Where do we meet in the heart? What can we offer here? A prayer for the altar of love. Will we lay down our fear? Presence is calling us home. Will you surrender, my dear? Come and be held as a child. Remember where you're from and walk like a lion. Rise like a dove, walk like a lion, wake the inner sun. I'll meet you there by the well. Actually, it starts off. Oh, roses in bloom for your joy. I'll meet you there by the well. A garden without any walls. No matter how far you've flown, she calls us deeper still. Into the mystery, till your crown is anointed with grace. Rise, love, you are home. Rise, love, you are home. Walk like a lion. Rise like a dove, walk like a lion, awake the inner sun, walk like a lion, rise like a dove, walk like a lion, and breathe the breath of love.
Wow, now I'm high. Ooh, la 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 la.
I feel like I'm being well utilized again when I just open a channel like this, and it gives me so much joy,
so much beauty, sweetheart, so much beauty, and just the transmission of the divine innocence of that love that is the lion and the dove, you know, and that union. I just, I'm bathing and basking in it, my love. So we're all asking, well, when is this going to be ready for us to listen to? Because I know I want to listen to it. So what's your
plan? I know these things, they have a bit of a mystery of their own, the process. What I'm committed to is prioritizing the music more and more. And the rough demo is pretty close to done. It is not the full fleshed out professional song, but I guess, you know, that it's versions. I could get a pretty rough demo version out pretty quickly, just as a gift for all the listeners. And then I'm going to take this one to my friend, Ben Linebach. He's amazing. He's worked with some really great artists, and I've worked with him in the past. I love him so much. So I miss the process, like the really good quality recording with good musicians. And
It's worthy of that. We want to hear the fully fleshed version, but we would take the a cappella, just like beautiful version that you just did, darling.
Also the joy of Alex's harmonies, and you know what
I do.
Gift she has from the Copper Women that we both love, and
totally
she's harmonizing on it with me, and I'm so grateful.
Totally. Well, I feel inspired because as you've been speaking, I've been like, oh, you know, inside the Magdalene Rose Oracle deck, there is a Christ card. And I was like, I feel like I want to just read a few words of the transmission. And it goes like this. I am the masculine Christ, the mage, the magi, the magician, the stag king, the green man. Smell the intoxicating scent of the wisdom trees, cypress, silver fir, cedar, and oak moss. It is me awakening within you. I am the spiritual warrior, the lunar and solar masculine, the receptive and the penetrative masculine. I live in you, interwoven. I am the ecology of your inner landscape, and I am the beauty of the wild, entangled natural world that wants to hold and caress you. I am the awakened, powerful heart of compassion and logic, married into pure, innocent awareness. I am the power of lion, married to the elegance of unicorn. I am he who carries the magical wand of renewal and immortality. I am the Ankh and the tree of life. I am the strength of the noble heart, inspiring a reimagining of the noble masculine, one that is not rooted in the toxic soils of the patriarchy, feeding on oppression, domination, separation, and control. I am rooted in an ancient cyclical time infused with power and nourishment, for I am a warrior of the heart. I have traveled the ancient groves, carrying the magic of logos, trees, plants, and the earthly realm in my body, holding true to the ever-available rebirth and renewal of all life that flowers from the magic union of earth and sky, sun and moon, body and soul, making love to one another. From two becomes one, and from the oneness we enter into the Garden of Eden. I am the Christ to the Christer. I am here to reclaim the masculine free from the confines of prisons which have kept me from my sacred role. I am lover, teacher, magician, king, spiritual warrior, the source of potency and love. I could not go there. That is the Christ transmission.
And inherent in that was exactly what I was talking about, the little bit of the yin and the yang, the moon, the receptive, the unicorn, all of that beauty that makes true divine masculine being an embodiment of that unity consciousness, that inner marriage.
That's it.
Blessed be.
You know, we know we're onto something, right? And this is, we talk about this a lot in the 13 Moon Mystery School, and this is really what we train women in their consciousness. But when we start to recognize the ways in which it is the divine is playing its songs through each one of us a little differently, however, it's pointing us in the same directions. Your song, this transmission, you know, we are drinking from the same well, to use that metaphor. It's the well in the garden that you sang about. And we're receiving these images and symbols from the dream time. And what amazes me is when we get into the creative process, as you are right now, that you're beginning to speak into that rising. And I love that you just wrote a song today called She Rises, right? And I wondered if we could just finish with anything about that piece, because it feels like that's really connected into the energy of this moment. We've just gone through the eclipse portal. We're in the Aries energy, the full, you know, the sun is exalted in its position in Aries. So what is She Rises?
Yeah, it's funny because when I was playing with the verse, I was like, maybe I'll start under the ground and talk about how we don't have to stay small and curled up and underneath the weight anymore. It's like exactly the seed metaphor from bursting forth into the light and rising together, all the green. Being an Aries moon, I'm like, yes. So, this was inspired by our mutual friend, Charlotte Sophia, who heard The Walk Like a Lion, and I'm co-creating this free Beltane event on May 1st with her called She Rises. And she's like, write a song for it. And I'm like, oh, quick, like whip them out.
I mean, right up.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, if the muse is, you know, willing, let's see. And today, I mean, I just have a couple little moments. Even, I don't know if this will be very poor sounding, but with Alex here, there was some, it's funny, you'll hear me like talking. Let me see if I can do this through the Zoom, if it works. This is just the chorus.
Rises, she rises, she rises, she rises.
the blooper.
She rises like a flame, and she rises like the sea. She rises in ecstasy. She rises, and she sets us free.
I love it.
I'm like Stevie Nixing today.
Totally. Oh my God, my cheeks are hurting from smiling so hard. What an amazing, amazing journey. Well, y'all, we need to finish for today. However, Eden, I can't wait until these new pieces are out into the world and we get to use them in our ceremonies and in our daily life and our own rituals, you know, because that's really how you're serving the divine and bringing it forward, that we can then, you know, utilize these in such deep ways to remember, like you said, that we are all here.
Yeah. So looking forward to that too. And I see kind of like sacred theater concerts again. I'm getting that vision back where it's like, yes, where we all come together and it's like more than a normal entertainment situation where we sing together and we raise a frequency together.
Totally. I'm down for it. Sign me up, sister. I will be there. I'm up for that co-creation. That sounds so fun. Yes. Yay. So if you want to find out more about Eden and Amadora, her work, she has another album out that was called Dream Awake, which I still use so frequently when I'm working in my side of my temples. It's extraordinary. So you can check that out on all the great channels. It's on Spotify. You'll find it under Amadora. And then you also can go check out her website and her offerings and all the things that she's up to in the world of form. But we can be expecting what I'm hearing, much more creative play and music from you coming forth. Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. Yes.
Much
yes.
more.
Here, yes. here, now, now. All things are possible. Yes. Thank you for being here, love. And thank you, everyone, for listening. What I'd love to ask you all from this episode is, what's your real creative joy? What's going to bring you into a space of this kind of ecstasy, you know, that you've been in experiencing via Eden today, natural born ecstasy? What is it that can really bring that frequency into your own body? I'd love to hear from you. And you can post your replies to me over on Instagram or even on Spotify. There's a place to leave comments there too. All right, my loves, I will be back very soon with another episode of the Red Podcast. And until then, sending you so much love. Blessings, blessings, blessings. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Red Podcast. It's been an honor to have you here with us. As red women, we are here leading from the edges of our own evolution, birthing new worlds into being through our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and our beautiful presence. If you would like to be in contact with me, I love hearing from you. You can find me on Instagram at elaine.kalila or over on my website, elainekalila.com. And lastly, I'd like to invite you, if you loved this episode, to go ahead and share this with someone that you think might enjoy it too. It's through us sharing our hearts with one another and inspiring one another that we reveal our red, that evolutionary edge that is just waiting to be fully expressed in all aspects of our world. Until next time, many, many blessings.